The legislation establishes a new MMIP Review Commission, a 9-member body responsible for reviewing unsolved MMIP cases and submitting reports to the Alaska Legislature. The commission includes seats for representatives from victim advocacy and Alaska Native tribal organizations. Deila Johnson, an advocate and organizer with the Village of Solomon, said the creation of the commission is a much-needed step toward addressing the crisis.
At the state level, there was just not a lot of discussion or acknowledgement in addressing any of the overwhelming statistics surrounding the issues facing Indigenous populations, specifically women and young girls.
The bill also mandates Indigenous cultural training for new police officers in Alaska. The training will be especially impactful in rural communities like Nome, where the police department recruits officers that only live in the community while serving their 2-week rotations. Johnson believes the cultural training will help officers deepen their understanding of the people that they serve.
You know, they're on and off without any real sensitive training to the people that they're protecting, understanding, and needing to work into the different culture and lifestyles of the people.
The bill also requires the Department of Public Safety to file a missing persons report to the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. They need to do so within 60 days of a report being filed at the local level. The DPS will also employ at least 2 full-time MMIP investigators. While Johnson acknowledges the bill is a step in the right direction, she hopes that the momentum won't stop here.
I really would hope that this is going to continue to generate the awareness surrounding these issues, keep the conversation going, and allow for additional partners, like potential partners, to jump in and build additional resources.
The new law will take effect on January 1st, 2025. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Townsend.